views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hey there, everyone. How are you? Welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. I am really excited about our show today because we're going to talk about predictions of 2015 and what I'm feeling, seeing, sensing, actually what's going on for, what's going on for our world. Obviously, you know, we live in crazy times, don't we? And, you know, even just after today's news that we heard about all those children dying because of horrific attacks, you know, like, you know, how do you, why does that happen? You know, we always question that, right? I question that. We all do. We question, you know, the whole aspect of everything within, you know, why kids, why innocent people, why do they do this? Obviously, we know because we're trying to make an impact on the world. But in the same sense, I always think to myself, the souls that volunteered to be the victim is always, you know, in my opinion, they go right to the angelic realm when those travesties happen, as we know that they have, whether you call it 9/11 and 3,000 people dying at once, or you call it, you know, like today's circumstances with 140 people dying. You know, there's just no justice, and we can't even comprehend it because we're earth beings, right? But somehow, some way, you know, souls come together to make an impact and make things change and to evolve. And I really feel that when I see that type of catastrophic situation that occurs. And it doesn't make it easy for anybody or the concept of that. But it's also important to, you know, realize how important it is to really flow within in our essence and energy of how we work. So we're going to talk about predictions. We're going to take some calls today also. And, you know, I'm going to just kind of flow with the program. So when people want to call in, they can call in and we'll take them, and then we'll just continue with our prediction talk. And again, you know, as we all should, keep those little souls and those people that passed away today in high preference in what they need actually in heaven. So we're going to take one call actually before we, as we start off our show today. That's great. I have Kira from Concord, Massachusetts on the line. Kira, are you there? All right, we'll just go to Kira when we have a moment. And what I'll do is just continue talking about, you know, psychic predictions, where we're going with everything. You know what, let's just tag on to this whole world concept and what's going on with the Middle East. You know, what I was feeling actually, because when I was doing my meditations and sensing things of what I was going to talk about today, what I was getting actually is, obviously, you know, terrorism will be on the rise, especially in towards Pakistan, in that area, to say the least. I do see actually, and there's other people predicting this also, that we can... Turkey and Iran and U.S. will come together actually in the Middle East together, kind of like a mini action plan together, you know, to compensate for what's going on in the Middle East there, which will be a surprise, I think, to many of us. But I think it's going to have groups of two countries that will come together in prediction and helping with that. That's where I feel that's going to go. With that aspect in the Middle East area, there's a lot of other things that are going to pummel around that area also, and we're going to get to that. I just want to see if we're going to take Kira's phone call. Kira, are you there?
I'm right here, Kelly. Hi.
Okay, great.
I'm
okay,
right here.
What's your question?
I'm right here. Oh, my goodness. Well, in lieu of everything, you know, and in light of everything, too, I am so thankful that you know, where we are in the U.S. of A. And I think it just, we just, I think it makes you feel so good that we have more safeguarding. On the other hand, we also just need to be able to count our blessings too, you know.
Exactly. But, that, you know,
I mean, in terms of just what's happening,
the atrocities.
And especially with the children of Pakistan this time, which is horrendous, and then also with the horrific time that we're having with our wonderful reporters that have also been a part of the Middle East and that whole craziness. So I'm hoping that we just hang in there and breathe.
Yeah, and that's good. Good point, because you know what? There's a lot of wrongdoings, actually, for sure. When you get into the reporting and media and that kind of thing that's going on, you know, even if you go into the situation with, you know, the when everyone's up in the arms about you know, with the terrorism and
the Taliban
and all of that.
Yeah,
and it's a situation that, you know, there's evil on earth. And you know what? It's important for us to really protect our energy and our space and pray for our world to be safe and pray for our country and our states and our cities to be safe. I mean, everybody forgets to go that extra step. I know every day I say a prayer to protect our world energetically. But what's your question today?
Sure. Okay, sure, Kelly. Thank you. And I was just going to say on that note, maybe we can all realize each other, you know, in light of everything, like the small things. Maybe if we goof a little bit, maybe it'll make it lighter, like people won't just go on each other. Just let live, everybody. We want it so much better than what we know sometimes, I think. But we just need to remember. And also just to look to each other in a community way more. And maybe that'll happen, I'm hoping.
I know. Good point.
Kelly, my question is so frivolous to all this that's going on, I feel, but on the other hand, it's a matter of the heart. And I think all of us we've fallen for someone at some given time, and we've been with someone through really difficult times, hardships, and then you realize they're still trying to come out on the other side, and they're pretty much there. But then they all of a sudden kind of leave you behind, and you don't realize when that is going to happen, because you feel like your friendship and your companionship, no matter what else has been in your relationship, everything else is cherries on the top, you know? But that friendship, I think, is going to endure, and I still feel that in my heart with this gentleman that I'm going to bring up to you. But I just need some help with this, because I'm getting visions. Myself, I'm an empath by birth, and this is not to espouse myself to anything greater than anyone else or anything like that. I'm just standing on the sideline, kind of just wondering, okay, where do I fit in with this gentleman right now? And I'm hoping that he's going to call me somewhere along the way here. I mean, I can always go up and see him, and I have a gift for him, but I think my gift is what we've shared in the last about 2 years, actually. And he's come through a really difficult time. With all due respect, I probably should keep his name confidential, right, Kelly?
Oh, God, yeah. No, never mention names. Okay, what I'm gathering, actually, that's bad.
Okay.
this person is actually, he's kind of running scared right now is what I'm feeling. Okay?
He's on his way.
He kind of doesn't have his total act together yet, Kira. You know what I mean? And you've been kind of a catalyst to help him with different things. And I say that actually as a friend, but also, you know, someone to lean on, that kind of thing, be a part of. But it's like, I want to go back 5 years with this guy. So when they're showing me number five, I'm showing actually that 5 years ago, there was something that changed him, and he still hasn't gotten over with it. I don't know if you know what this is or what have you, but they want me to go back five, and you don't have to answer this. I'm just saying what I'm seeing. But somehow it resonates actually to what your relationship is today. And what I'm seeing also with him is actually the month of February is stronger. I feel there's more comes to the table in February in reference to your relationship and that you get the tweets out by then. You know, and I do feel that, you know, even just
a
pause in relationship, even if you take a month off or whatever, just so everybody clears their head, is actually a good thing.
I feel that too, and I'm okay with
good,
it. I'm
good.
Like, I'm with a little bit of reprieve. I'm like, sure, how can you just let this go like that? Like, because you know what, God, serious. I know how this is. You got to give breath to things sometimes.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's something that's actually going to come together more in February. And if I hear February one more time, they're screaming at me. So just be a little bit more patient. And I'm feeling that February is just, you know, breathe. Like you just said today, you have to breathe.
And, I'm trying. And I'm like, I have to be honest. It's a lot easier said than done. I need to do my own intuition, too, with yours, too, Kelly. But thank you. And just a really on that quick note, is there anything, Kelly, here that I can enhance myself that he really cherishes about our friendship, or is something that he's missing right now about me?
No, you know what, this is really, it's not you. It's not you. And that's the piece to it. It's more or less that he's got to get more of his act together. He's got to grow up. So we're going to run to break, everybody. I should say run to break, okay. But I thank you, Kara, for calling in, and we'll be back in a moment with Psychic Cup of Coffee.
I remember what you wore on the first day. You came into my life and I thought, hey, you know, this could be something.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. As we're talking about our predictions for 2015, basically also, too, the importance of keeping centered with your energy this every day, every month, every week, every year. You know, don't forget that. It's a huge component of you. It's an important piece, actually, you know, to project what you want to happen, which is good, not buy into the negative. Although, you know what, we do because we're human. But it's also a part of when you are selective and you choose actually to be very, very in tune with you your world changes. And that's where, you know, hunches, intuition, those second thoughts, those gut feelings that we get when we are thinking about, you know, a subject, whether it be for work, your children, your marriage, your relationships, and you feel it, you sense it, and all of a sudden, you know, you just want to be lazy and you say, nope, I'm not going to listen and I'm going to go and, you know, just do what I want. Oh my God, you're going down the wrong road. And before you know it, the universe is going to pound you over the head or make you fall or, you know, make you do something silly and you have repercussions from it. And then you say, oh, I should have listened. So that's the kind of stuff you want to avoid because 2015 is going to be that kind of year. It's going to be like, okay, you listened last year. You need to listen even more in 2015. What I was talking about earlier is obviously, you know, what spurred kind of the juice today to talk about things was the recent terrorist act on these 140 children. So I just led in actually with the Middle East and what I was predicting with this. You're going to see actually Turkey is really going to be in the forefront actually in becoming a powerful country is what I'm seeing also. They're going to be a player, some right, some wrong. They've been, you know, kind of, you know, I don't want to use the word Switzerland, but just kind of like on the down low, okay, for years and years, that kind of thing. Now we're going to see this country come together and be more powerful and more of a participant of things. You're going to see lots of terrorism, you know, around, you know, the aspect of, you know, Pakistan, obviously. And we're going to see, you know, many changes occurring in that area. We're going to see a lot of protection around our borders, okay, especially United States. You're going to see England. England's going to actually go into an aspect where, you know what, they've taken too many kind of outsiders in, and it's not even like, and I'm seeing the word outsiders not in a bad way, but there's no more English there, and they're getting upset, and they're getting mad. And I feel like there might even be a little uprising over in England there. In, especially around the London area, because they're going to be in that situation where, you know, we are part of a country. We're this new melting pot that's causing a lot of havoc, especially around the East London area. The East Side is what I'm seeing in that area also. You know, we're going to continue our talk on the aspect of my predictions and things that I'm seeing for next year, but I want to take a call because I have Mia actually from Connecticut on the line. Are you there, Mia?
You.
Hi there, Mia. How are you?
Good.
Good. How can I help you today? It's Kelly.
Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yes. Thank you. Today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. So that's my question. do you see, I really feel like I've done the work this year to be where I want to be in planting seeds for my writing and speaking engagements. And so that's my question. Do you see me really moving forward in the next few months and making something out of it?
I'm seeing actually, where did we start talking? I heard the month March. So paying attention to March. March is really going to be a blooming time for you. And
okay.
I feel like, you know what, your January, February is going to really plant it. I feel like everything's going to come together at once in March. As I'm seeing March, I'm seeing June, I'm seeing July. I'm seeing, you know, one thing leads to bigger, better. But I'm seeing it actually as a consistency. There's actually another person who's going to want to work with you also, correct?
What was that? I'm sorry.
There's also another person that wants to work with you, correct?
Not yet.
Okay. So pay attention to what I'm seeing for that. There's I feel like someone who's like you. That I feel like two is really powerful.
Okay.
Of who you would bring in to do with your work and your reading, your speaking engagements and your programs and that kind of thing. And I feel like someone who is more a little more seasoned, someone who's done it before, who would have that more of a following, follow me. But the two of you can really blend together well.
Oh, awesome! So
okay.
Do you see that in the winter months?
Yeah, I'm going January, February with that, but I also see this big breakout come March and then leading all the way into the summertime.
That's
where sometimes
awesome.
The summertime becomes very slower for people. I'm seeing this as it really ramps up for you.
awesome. I'm so excited because I really believe
this is
my time. What was that?
I said, great for you and happy birthday.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. And happy new year to you and many blessings.
Thanks so much. Bye, Mia.
Okay.
And so as we get back actually to when we're talking about predictions, obviously we've covered the Middle East and, you know, you get exhausted even just saying the word, right? But I want to go into something that has been really happening with me a lot, and I've been getting it in dreams. I've been seeing it, and this is something that I've been seeing for a long time. And last night, I swear our spirit knows that we're going to talk. I obviously knew I was going to talk about the subject. So they gave me a little pregame last night, my dream, and what I was seeing is this huge wave. And water is a big deal this year, okay? Water is a big deal around our world. I feel like you're going to see some earthquakes, some tsunamis, and I say earthquakes, I feel like plates are shifting, which is going to create these kind of cause and effect situations. And I can't get this out of my head, and I keep seeing water, a huge wave over New York. And I asked for the timing of it, and I saw the month of June. And so I kept how this happens, just so you know, it's not like they just say, hey, Kelly, come June, there's going to be this big wave coming over New York City. That's my take on it, obviously, because I was seeing it and I was there. But I kept running in my dream, and they kept running higher and higher and higher up into flights of buildings and that kind of thing because of this catastrophe that was going to occur. And, you know, right when I woke up, I'm like, okay, universe, please don't let this happen. And if it is to happen, let people prepare for it. And, you know, thank goodness for all of our meteorology and what we have in the world for technology. But even as I'm talking about this, my whole body's lighting up here, and that they're confirming with me as I'm talking. And so I'm seeing, you know, that kind of thing. I'm seeing East Coast being affected off the coast. You know, obviously that'll affect Boston. It'll affect, you know, East Coast, New Jersey. I'm seeing this, and then this ripple effect that's going to be occurring. Water change has been happening a lot. Okay, our water has been rising, and whether people want to pretend and not think of that, but even in the Boston Harbor, our water has risen, you know, inches over the last few years, and that's showing that, you know, water changes. And as I'm looking at this too, you're going to see, you know, watch out for kind of volcanoes in Hawaii, Japan. You know, with that, you're going to see the earth shifts. And when I say earth shifts, you're going to see it from a volcano to, you know, plate shifts in the ocean. And I'm just seeing this actually. And unfortunately, what I'm seeing, I'm feeling like the 1-2 punch. I'm feeling like one thing happens and then there's another one right after that. And I'm seeing this type of effect that's occurring. It's like a ripple effect. And so just pay attention to that. I've always been a big component, okay, of everything. But you know what? You need to prepare and not be like living in a naive world, because anything can happen, right? I mean, you know, the lights could go out tomorrow and we wouldn't have lights for a month, which is going to be some changes in those grid things too. But you know what? Always have extra water on hand, flashlights, batteries, you know what I mean? You know, if you live in New York, a rowboat, I'm being facetious here. But those are the things that it's very important that you have on hand. You know what? Just stack up, you know what I mean? Just to make sure that you have all your safety and precautions. And I say that because, you know, it's not like we're going to go into the bunkers like in the 1950s. But I really feel that, you know what, there's a component to our world that we have to think smarter, because Earth is showing us some pretty big evidence these days, and it continues to. So if you're going to live, you know, and like, oh, geez, I have nothing in the fridge, or I have nothing in the, you know, I have no ketchup for the next month, or, you know, or all I have is ketchup and mustard for the next month, not such a good idea. You need to be prepared for yourself, for your family. And that's where, you know, just remember that. So there are those kind of changes that are going to occur. We also have, you know, as I mentioned, and I've been talking about Hawaii for a long time. Hawaii, there's some big old changes there too. And obviously that's right under the earth belt of shifting. And I feel that the people there protect that. I will say that. They protect the energy there and they protect the land there who live there. But I really feel that there's going to be some big old shifts in that area also. We're going to run a break, everybody, and we're going to continue talking about 2015 predictions.
Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light, between the stillness in my heart and the roar of the...
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. If you want to call in today, actually, with a question, we're talking predictions, and obviously I'm going to give a little prediction to everybody. If you want to call in on what's going on with your world, you can ring me at 1-800-930-2819, and I'll get quickly over to your call. So I want to continue, actually, with what I've been feeling within our world and our crazy, crazy world as it wants, when it wants to act up. And I should say people who want to act up in it. And some of the things that I was seeing, actually, of some changes that are going to occur is kind of hold on to your financial markets a bit. You're going to see some changes, actually. I'm feeling China has something to do with this. And I feel like they're overinflating on things. And the China trade is going to be overinflated. And I feel that changes our New York Stock Exchange. And you're going to see those kind of changes that are going to occur this year. It's going to be a kind of, you know, dippy type of market. And I think there's going to be some changes, things changing out. I just keep seeing China. So China has something to do with this, of what they're pulling some shenanigans, and I feel like they get found out on some things. And that's what makes things topsy-turvy within the marketplace. I also, too, are looking at, when we talk about, obviously we've talked about water, we talk about financial markets, we've talked about the Middle East. But one of the things, actually, too, is I want us to look up. So when I'm going up and looking up, I'm looking at, you know, what's going on in space. I think you're going to see some changes. I almost feel like there's going to be countries coming together to do things together more on space. Now, it's not just going to be one, you know, like the U.S. Coming together and putting programs together that is going to get more funding that was taken away from it and put back into the space program. But I'm also seeing actually countries coming together and working on projects, that I'm seeing that for 2015 all the way to 2018. Actually, so I'm going 3 years out with that. I'm also actually, when I see this too, is I want to be, you're going to see some more type of meteorite sightings that are going to occur this year. And more so than we've seen, there's going to be a lot of activity actually going. Just as our Earth is shifting, you're going to see some changes actually occurring within space in that area too. So, you know, they keep saying look up, look up. So that means to me is that, you know, with the changes of going on within our world that way, that you're going to see some significant changes where, unfortunately, there's going to be some travesty, I think, Phil, where, you know, they're going to hit our Earth. Not anything like Armageddon or anything like crazy like that, but you're going to see something, you know, that some type of occurrence, just like it was actually in that when it occurred in Russia. Do you remember that a few years ago? And, you know, where I actually had a friend of mine that predicted that. And it actually occurred. And you're going to see some of those type of situations. And I believe actually that meteorite was like the size of a swimming pool, and Olympic sized pool when that hit Earth, when it finally came down. So I just feel like there's going to be some more situations like that. I'm also looking to is that it's very important actually for everyone to keep their centering. Our intuition is going to be uber strong, okay? Uber, uber strong. And, you know, just like we all know about the Uber car or Uber cab, right? When we go out at night, you can call Uber. But this is something where it takes you places. This is also, too, you know, for your intuition is really going to take you places. We're a very intuitive society these days. That's why it's important to trust your hunches. I also want to been given actually a little bit on the railway system. Actually, and there's some advancement actually in railway systems that's really going to make a difference in our country. And I feel like there's going to be more funding put towards that. It's also going to be a basis of, you know, and it's something with new fuels that are going to help with that actually is going to be coming about. And that's actually a really cool thing, because think of all the transportation that's needed so that people don't drive cars and the emissions and all of that. And it's just an easier way to transportate, you know, your bottom over to work, right? If there's a railway you can take, it's really easy versus taking, you know, driving and putting up with the traffic all the time. And I'm seeing actually there's some, there's a real coming together and a real piece of the market piece of that coming together too, and it's going to create jobs. I'm also seeing actually our borders, that the new laws that have been taking place, I feel like there's more barriers with it, which is actually going to be a protective, healthy thing with everything, because there's a lot of it's just not so healthy of how it was all planned. And it was almost like a situation where I'll show them. And when you have that I'll show them attitude, when you do something, AKA, you know, our president, what happens is that it backfires. And I feel that there's some backfiring that's going to occur actually within this. And I feel that there's new rulings. They're showing me new rulings and new laws that are put into place to keep more boundaries with it. And almost like you want to come in, you need to work. You know what I mean? We're going backwards in society in the sense where there's going to be new, there's a new type of card. I almost want to say it's like an orange card that's going to be introduced. That if you have an orange card to get in the country, then actually you have to show that your proof of work of what you're going to add into it. And maybe that's why I'm getting all the rail systems or different things like that. But I do feel like I'm going back into a time frame where, just like when people would come over back after World War One and Two, they'd have to show what they were going to contribute to our country. It's going to be very similar to that. And why am I seeing the color orange? But I'm seeing it like an orange card that people will be having in order to show that they've come here, but they have to work to be able to get here, not something to come here and get off our dole. Get on our dole and stay in it for 20 years. I feel like those kind of days are over, and that's where we're going backwards in a good time. I'm also showing, this is really interesting, I've been shown actually the 1950s, and I'm being shown this because I feel like we're going backwards into a 1950s time, but with an attitude where dinner's at 6 instead of dinner at 5. And that sounds funny, but it's really that, you know, because mom's coming home to work, you know what I mean, and dinner will be ready at 6 instead of 5 o'clock. Like, I'd stay home at work and work from the home. But this is actually, they're showing me this because I feel like, even like in some ways, like, oh, everything is so social media driven. Tweet this, tweet that, put this out there. Social, 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 schmocial. You know what I mean? Sometimes I want to scream. You know what? Because just live life and live, be present instead of being out there. And this is where you're going to see people kind of getting pissed off at Facebook and you know, having to do this because I have to. I went to an event actually at the UN, and it was all women. It was one Women Entrepreneur Day. And we did it actually because I support a school actually for the Margaret O'Carey School, which is in Kenya, and it's an AIDS orphanage and school. And I went there and, you know, the people who were directing it and putting the program together, it was like, tweet this out, say this, women are empowered, blah, 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 you know, hashtag this. And I'm like, stop. You know what I mean? Just enjoy the moment. You have a live feed. Everybody knows you're there. You know what I mean? It's you know, being beamed out across the country. How about really talking about real, and obviously the whole format was talking about women's issues, but there was not one mention, and I sat through an 8-hour program for sitting in a chair, basically, you know, you had a break for lunch or this kind of stuff, listening to all these powerful women from, you know, Miss Universe to, you know, Obama's grandmother was there, Mama Obama, to, you know, princesses, to, you know, from around the world, to women in business, to women who, you know, net worth are like $8 billion. And not one of them talked about being silent and meditation and what they got and how they get everything every day and how they center themselves. You know, all I heard about was, you know, one woman actually got up and said, you know what? I invented, you know, those little squeegee things that little babies eat now to eat their baby food. And they just squeeze them like a baby bottle. But she invented this because she didn't have time to feed her baby. It was too much for her. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how whacked. You didn't have time to feed your baby. It was too much for you. That's some of the best time. Remember when you feed your babies and, like, you know, you'd make little funny sounds and little airplane sounds and, you know, the choo-choo, open your mouth, you know what I mean? And here comes the airplane, right? I remember saying that to my son and, you know, open your mouth and you'd laugh and you'd giggle and, you know, and then he'd, you know, you'd miss his mouth and he'd get all over their faces. And how many great pictures do we have of that of our kids, right? In those moments. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, somebody invented that little squeegee thing because they didn't have time and didn't want to make time to feed the baby because there's too much on the go. That's the part. That's why universe is giving me that. That's why I'm getting it from my guides, is that we're going to go backwards a bit, which is actually a really healthy thing because, you know, to tweet, to do your thing, to, you know, always be on, you know, drive through this, drive through that, you know what? It's cumbersome. That's why we're breaking. That's why we're breaking as a society. In our energetic field as a psychic, I see it, I feel it, I sense it. I see it when I see my clients and when I read for people. It's a really component, a real strong component of our society that's going to shift this year. And you're going to see it, and you're going to see kind of like the old old timers, but old opportunities that were there actually in our time frame that, you know, that were just simple. And I feel simple is good. And that's the nice thing that I'm seeing on a prediction of what's happening with our society is people are going to turn themselves off because they're just like overloaded, inundated, and they're tired of it. And, you know, it's, again, keeping things simple. Because when we don't keep things simple, the chaos starts. And that's what we want to prevent, is the chaos in our lives. That's all about the new year, right? We're all about, oh, let's start fresh. Let's lose those few pounds we put on eating all those cookies and drinking all that beer and all that good wine. And, you know, this is the part that actually we come together actually to realize that, you know what, it's more about let's get ourselves, our acts together, but you know what, and really simplify to make it easy for ourselves and not so chaotic so we don't buy into it.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. I was rattling on there for a little while. I forgot I had to take a break. That's how what happens to spirit. I just get going. So, again, it's about, you know, really kind of fine-tuning your psychic ability, your hunches, your intuition, what you feel, sense. Always remember, actually, you know what? It's going to be, it's important, actually, to trust. Okay. So because your psychic antennas are all going to be really launched actually this year, which is really cool, it's important actually that you're going to have to trust it. You're going to have to be able to be quiet and sit and meditate and have your clear thought and just your quiet time. You know what I mean? I obviously call it your psychic cup of coffee. You know what I mean? And getting that every day, or your psychic cup of tea, whatever you want to call it. But there's something with that component with that. You just have that, quiet. And that, quiet is the most important piece of you during that day in order for you to achieve everything you need to do. So that's being positive. That's being putting things in motion so those things can happen. A few different bits here, too. I just want to talk a little astrology, if I can. And you're going to see a lot of the fire signs. So we're talking Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, that you're going to see in 2015 be bringing a lot of unexpected surprises here. So what that means is that, you know, just when you think, you know, everything's going smoothly, you know, all of a sudden there'll be a good surprise showing your way. So you're going to see a lot of kind of like-minded people coming together, thinking the same way, talking the same way. All of a sudden you have these newfound friends. I can tell you a really funny story. So I went to a cocktail party and Christmas party on Saturday night. And I went and, you know, got people there and I just introduced myself to this woman. And we start talking and she says, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from Michigan." She says, "I could tell by your accent." She goes, "I'm from Michigan too." And I said, "You are?" And so we get chatting away and, you know, her sisters, my sisters, they live in the same town. And, you know, she was in the hotel industry. I was in the hotel industry at one point. Her husband was there. He's a GM for a property in Boston. We start talking away and she says, "So what do you do for a living now?" And I tell her I'm a psychic medium. Oh my God. She screams. She gives me this biggest kiss, okay, on my cheek or whatever, and she says, "I can't believe I'm talking to you, blah, blah, blah." She goes, "My whole body's lighting up. My mother was psychic. That was like, you know," and we said, she was hysterical. And it was like, you know, she'd run out and she'd go off and, and she ran into my husband and she was talking all me up and this kind of thing. She was so funny. But she kept saying, "We're soul sisters. We're going to go see the Motown Broadway show." You know what I mean? That's going to be here in Boston. And but that's the kind of things that are going to happen with people, like in a lot, actually, that are going to occur. Actually, not, you don't have to be in Aries for that to happen. But just pay attention to those kind of cool circumstances. So there's a reason why you're meeting those people. And so also, too, is that there's going to be a lot of second chances, actually, for Capricorn, Tauruses, and Virgos. And those chances are kind of to start fresh, new opportunities, options, offers, being offered, renew, to kind of flourish. So kind of like, you know, a perfect opportunity to go look for new jobs for those type of people in those categories. The water element of the star signs in Cancer and Pisces and Scorpio will need to be more like kind of more steady, okay, and be a little more cautious versus, you know, how that, you know, those opportunities of for an Aries or Sagittarius or Leo where will be unexpected kind of pleasant surprises, right, of things that will occur like, holy cow, look, I've asked for this to happen, it's happened. Okay, what they're saying with Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio, is that, you know what, just kind of ride it out. Be very vigilant and just be kind of cautious of who you're going to be around this year. Being, don't get snowed is the right word to say, all right? And so there's a lot of things that, you know, you're going to be looking at, like Libra and Gemini and Aquarius will kind of reconnect to true talents this year. Give exciting possibilities, potentials for this next year. What's cool with that is that's the type of people that, you know what, they can be very creative, right? And those are the type of situations that you look at and say, hey, you know what, I always wanted to take art. Before you know it, you're winning an art contest. Those are the type of situations that occur. Or, you know what, really just be on your cool game to be able to play, to say, hey, you know what, I've always wanted to do this. Let me put a foundation underneath it. That's another piece to this pie. Okay, when we talk about predictions, it's about putting foundations. This doesn't happen out of the blue. You can't just say, I want this to happen. No. You have to say, be in the I am moment. And you have to put the foundation there for things to happen. I saw this great thing on Facebook today that my friend Renee Baribault put, and I loved it, so I'm going to share with you. And it's very simple, and it's a nice little mantra to say to yourself every day. And we're going to close off our show in talking about it. And this is about the part of foundations and predictions and what you're going to do for you. If you just say to yourself, I am divine, I am connected, I am expressive, I am loved, I am strong, I am creative, I am safe. By saying all of those little sentences, watch how your world changes. And watch how all of that, you and all that transcends and all those wishes and all those predictions and all those foretelling that's going to happen for yourself for 2015 can make a difference in you. But it's very important that you put the foundation towards it. And if you just say that to yourself every day, watch how everything changes in you, to your friends, to your family, to yourself, towards your businesses, to the people that you love, even to the people that you don't like so much. And the important part is to say, I am safe. So I am safe. Our world is safe. I'd like to put that one in there. Our world is safe. For the highest and best good of all intention, that we are divine, we are connected, we are expressive, we are loved, we are strong, we are creative, and we are safe. And that's how we're going to end our show today. I look forward to seeing everybody next week. Hold on to your hats with all this holidayness is what I'm going to say. And everybody, enjoy your upcoming weekend, and we'll see you next Tuesday on Psychic Cup of Coffee.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.